verification again.
Hi, Mr. Philip. I have Nancy on the line. She owes $10,000 out of school. She has a source of income. She is pre-qualified. Can you assist? Ms. Nancy, we have the qualifications manager on the line. He will be assisting you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Hi, Ms. Powell. How are you doing? My name is Philip Cruz. I'm going to be assisting you. Now, I just want to confirm the information of first of all, obviously, that is accurate, the information that the agent told me. So you do owe more than $10,000 and more than that in federal student loans, right?
Right.
All right. Now, if you're on this point, it's because you have a source of income that is between $800 and $1,500. Is that right?
Right.
All right. Have you filled for bankruptcy?
No.
All right. And how long ago did you finish school?
It was in 2012.
2012. All right. And you are not making payments or in any program based on your income and family size, correct?
Right. It was in deferment. I'm not sure if it still is or not.
All right. Don't worry. We can take a look on that. Are you paying the interest or no?
I believe so. I'm not sure.
Don't worry, we can take
the last.
Don't worry,
last
we can.
I knew it was in deferment.
Deferment. All right. No, we can take a look if you're paying the interest or not, because on deferment you have that option. Let me place you in a brief call. I will bring the case manager. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Student Loan Services. My name is Michelle.
Hi, this is Philip. I got Nancy Powell online. She does pre-qualify. A source of income between an estimated of $1,500 per month. Is not on bankruptcy, not in college, and is currently on deferment. Can I transfer her?
No problem.
Thank you. What is your name again, sorry?
Michelle.
Michelle, thank you. Hello, Ms. Powell.
Hi.
Hi, I got Michelle on the line. I already explained the situation, so she's going to be assisting you. Both of you have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you, your mom. Hello, Ms. Powell.
Hi.
Hello, ma'am. My name is Michelle. I'm going to be your case manager. How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Now, I'm going to work with you today to explain the student loan forgiveness programs and on how they work. And then what we're going to do is we're going to look up your loans, tell you exactly what you qualify for, and then just see how we can further assist you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Now, are you familiar with the student loan forgiveness programs, or has anybody ever explained them to you in the past on how they work?
I don't have any clue on them. Like I told the last person I was just talking to, last I knew, my loans were in deferment.
Okay, no problem. I'll go over that with you just so we can both be on the same page throughout the whole process, okay? Now, these programs, they were created by the Department of Education and President Obama back in 2010 when they realized that there were over 40 million people with student loans having a difficult time repaying them. So the Department of Education, what they did is they created a series of forgiveness programs that were based on your ability to repay the loans. Now, the formula is where they determine what they call your disposable income. Now, this is a combination of your actual income and your family size. And what they do is they ask you to pay a very small percentage of that disposable income. Now, it may be as low as $0 per month, so you're never paying more than what you can actually afford to pay, no matter the size of the loan. And after a period of time of you making those affordable payments, other unpaid balance and other interest that grew on those loans, they'll be completely forgiven and paid off by the Department of Education, okay? Now, this is where people have saved tens and thousands of dollars on their federal loans. Now, let me just ask you a few questions, Ms. Powell. How much do you think you currently owe on your federal student loans? That's